So Brendan Devaney, looking forward to Donegal against Meath, Division 2 decider. Both teams, of course, are already through, but both teams will be hoping to end the league campaign with a win and a bit of silverware tonight.
Yeah, a big game, actually, I suppose, for Meath. If we haven't been in the top flight in 13 years for ourselves. Bouncing back straight away is very promising, although I think we're fairly fortunate to see ourselves in this position. Actually, you know, it hasn't been a great league, you know, particularly when you think back to the game we stole against Meath in Ballybuffet, which was crucial. So, but I think since then we've stabilised. We're probably coming with a bit of form, you know, some good performances. And I think the last day out, although the Kildare challenge was fairly poor, very promising signs from forwards and new guys coming in. You know, Oisin Gallon kicking 4 points, Niall O'Donnell 3, you know, Murphy back before, Jimmy Brennan 1-1. And pace coming all over the pitch, you know, Ryan McLoone, your midfield, right back to Owen Band. So good signs, obviously, particularly going forward. I think defensively, I would like to see a good workout from Meath today. You know, they're coming here, a couple of nifty players themselves, Thomas Riley, Brennan, you know, Keoghan from the back, half-back then, Keoghan and James McIntyre in particular, very top players. So definitely a great challenge for Donegal, and I suppose, you know, but one in the league, not that major. I don't think the big thing was about promotion.
You mentioned the young guys, Niall O'Donnell and Oisin Gallon. Big open pitch here at Croke Park. It's a bit different from Father Tierney Park. Will it suit these young guys if they can get into space and they can knock over a few scores?
Well, it's a great way to come into the game, actually. I suppose a few of these guys haven't played in Croke Park for Donegal seniors. And to be under no pressure at all, it's a great way to come in. If this was a big Super 8s game or a do-or-die championship game, you'd be thinking a bit of pressure on them. But, you know, it's certainly a great way to come in and just express yourself. And I think with Declan Bonner, his philosophy's been brilliant. You know, after a few years of getting dragged into the defensive tactics under Gallagher, which was just taking us down a terrible dark place. It was mind-numbing, you know, to see us release now and Bonner to go all out attack is fantastic. And you know, you want to go and be entertained, let our players play, sure, drop on a sweeper to protect your defence, but you want to go attack. And as you see with the scores Donegal is racking up, they're certainly got that mindset.
Yep. The fact that Declan Bonner has said that it would be nice to win Division 2, promotion was the main thing. As for Meath, their manager Andy McEntee has said that it's great to be here. Wonderful going to Croke Park, but what he wants most out of this game is his players to get game time in Croke Park ahead of a Leinster Championship and a possible another game here during the Championship campaign in the summer. So putting in those two factors, and is it a case we're going to get a good open game here today?
Yeah, I think both teams will go at it. Oisin, again, you know, dropping in an odd sweeper, I think both teams will play fairly similar. And as you see with Croke Park out there, you know, the game is, it's all about attack. You know, you can't sit and really stop a team. It's too fast playing. So I think both teams will go at it, expect a high-scoring game. And Meath, I suppose, have been on the slide. If you look right back to 2010, remember the famous victory over Louth. Ever since then, you know, this Meath team has been tumbling down and down. I think they've stabilised. McAtee's definitely got something about him. You know, he was in a minor All-Ireland a couple of years ago. There's 5 players from that team back in. So good signs in Meath. And of course, as we see in Leinster, you need a stronger challenger. I still don't think they're anywhere ready to take on the Dubs. The big thing for Meath is supposed to be staying Division 1 a few seasons to come up to have that bit of rivalry that they might want at Leinster. But so that's what I mean. For us, they're definitely on a team on the up. Good test for us in this league final, going into the Championship. Then it'll be good to see where players are at.
Did our fortunes in the league campaign turn when Michael Murphy returned that night in Ballybuffet?
Actually, listen, a pivotal man. There's not more around the country to any team. You know, Michael in the centre there, his leadership. And you just notice the guys, if they're in trouble, they go to Michael. He sets up the attacks. He can, you know, when he gives them the ball, he's not going to lose it. And he's so pivotal, he settles teams down. You know, he kicks another point from play, he'll kick the freeze. So, yeah, I think the team has completely changed with him coming back. And, of course, you know, Frank McGlynn coming on the last day, the big applause. You know, same with Neil McGee, you know, you have Papa Durkin in the background as subkeeper. You know, you've McBertie in full training. So, you know, everything's starting to come right for Donegal come Championship. And as I say, today, bonus territory. So it'll be good to see a few of those players getting a workout today as well.
Yeah, we're not expecting any changes to the Donegal team, even though Michael Langan is named in the middle and we understand that this game is going to come too soon for them. But if you look at the Donegal bench, there's not a recognised forward there. Now, I know Patrick will be back for the Championship and he's going to be kicking with Kilkenny. QPR come next week. I suppose other than really Kieran Thompson, there's not really a recognised man that would sit in the front three up there.
Yeah, I think
and Kieran Thompson's in a boot as well. We have to remember that he's not going to feature today, so there really isn't anybody.
I suppose when you look at it from the players last week, it's all we're thinking about our forward play. But I think today, you know, with what we've got around the pitch, you know, everyone of you thinking, I suppose Ryan McHugh's in at seven, you know, Darryl Boyle and Leo McLean are half back then, well able to chip on me scores. So I don't really have any issue with that in terms of getting scores and who you have to come in, because I think it's very important, particularly for Niall O'Donnell, Oisín Gallen, you know, Jamie Brennan, to really put that foot forward. And Jason McGee as well, who's had a great league, you know, he's everything you want from a county player, you know. He's a player that's developing well, and he can kick a couple of points as well. So I think we have plenty going forward. You know, the big thing today is just that extra workout. It just is a great workout for Donegal with, you know, a League Two title there, which isn't the biggest thing. It was all about the promotion. Yeah.
You mentioned a couple of the young guns there. We have to mention another one that we haven't spoken about is Kyle McGonigal, the Buncrannaman. He's basically featured nearly in every game in the league campaign. He's got a goal. He was the guy that won that fixture against Meath in Ballybuffet. And he's put in a big shift for Declan Bonner. He's played in the half forward line. He's been in and around the middle. And when required, he's been stepped up to kick frees and played up top as well.
That's right. I mean, he's put in a massive shift for us. I suppose one of those players, a bit like Hugh McFadden at times, maybe the work they do goes unseen, you know, and unsung, because they put in shifts all around the pitch, as you said, playing everywhere. They have to help out in defence, help out in forward line, using their height and their strength in around there. So he's one of those young players now that you just see if he can fill out. We know it's a physical power running game. If you look at our neighbours and throwing, the players that they're developing in that type of mould, strong big players that can play around the pitch, and you say he's had a great season.
We haven't had too many goals in the league campaign, but Jamie Brennan stepped up with two. Can we see goals here in this match if it is an open affair later on today?
Yeah, well, I suppose our friends in Meath have kicked eight. You know, we've only kicked three, so certainly that could be a factor in the game should they outscore some goals. I think it's just generally our play, Oisín, has been stop-start, I think, particularly up into the last few games. You're starting to see the forward line start to manoeuvre properly now. So, yeah, I think goals is important. And Jamie Brennan's one of those players, he puts a head down, he goes for goals. That's what I like about him. He's like an old-fashioned corner forward. And his physical presence in there, ball winning and going direct to goals, is a big plus for us.
OK, finally then, how are you calling this one this evening?
Donegal by two.